The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
And we're back here at Analyze This. I want to thank Dwayne Henry for some Bush tea. We're breaking down that high-profile case taking place in New York right now with the former president, Donald Trump, and the Bragg, Alvin Bragg case, that's what we refer to it. So we'll see what takes place there in New York this morning. So programming notes for Channel 12. Tonight, PBS NewsHour from 7 to 8. And then Finding Your Roots from 8 to 9. Explore the family roots of Valerie Bertinelli and Brendan Fraser. That's from 8 to 9 p.m. Then The Expressway, right? Discover artists using their craft to rewrite their narrative. That's from 9 to 10. And then at 10 p.m., Independent Lens. Follow an Alaska Native family as they try to maintain a subsistence life on a tiny Bering Sea island where you got some more that ain't in here. So that's Independent Lens. But they got more. They got more to this narrative. I got to try to find it. And then I'm Important Company from 11 to midnight. Okay, so the NewsHour at 7, Finding Your Roots at 8, The Expressway at 9, Independent Lens at 10, and I'm Important Company at 11. Of course, in a time turned forward back in March, that was a 12 o'clock deal, and now it's back to its customary hour at 11 p.m. So we got. Hold on there. Let me pull up my phone so I can make sure I introduce the man correctly. Okay. President Anthony E. Monroe from the Borough of Manhattan Community College here in the studio. Good morning, Mr. President. How are you? Glad to have you on Analyze This.
Good morning. Such an honor and privilege to be here with you.
No, the honor is mine. The honor is always. You're in the audience, you know what I'm saying? So, first of all, tell me your roots, your background, and why are you there in the Virgin Islands? I can speak our colloquial. Like, what are you doing here in the Virgin Islands at this time?
In the VI.
Look,
I'm from New York City.
Okay.
I'm from the Bronx.
You're from Uptown. No. The Boogie Down. You found the Boogie Down.
The BX.
The Boogie Down, right?
But my family, my parents are from Jamaica.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My maternal grandfather was born in Panama, raised in Jamaica.
Okay.
And back,
yeah, a little closer to that microphone so you can speak directly into it.
Very good. And back in the 60s, he left Jamaica and settled in the Bronx to wash dishes at Doctors Hospital.
Okay. Okay.
What about, brought all 13 of his children to the U.S.
That's a good man.
Wonderful man.
Yeah, that's a good man. What part of the Bronx?
The Northeast Bronx. I went to Evander Childs High School.
Northeast, then
Gun Hill Road, White Plains Road.
Yeah.
You know them parts?
Yeah, man.
So why I'm in the VI?
My
children go to school here. My two boys, my heartbeats.
Okay.
Ariel and Raphael.
That's what I'm talking about.
They're 10 and 13.
Okay. So that's. I want to use the right adjective, right? That's undeniable connectivity.
Yes, sir. Right? Yes, sir.
You go come and check on your pick them.
Yes, right? The two pick them. My children.
You go check on them. So you graduate from high school in New York City.
Yes, I went to New York City public schools.
Public schools, and then from there.
From there, I was accepted to my number one school. In fact, I was accepted to a number of schools. I was very blessed and fortunate that I was.
You were a good student?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
I was a decent student. Yeah, I was a decent student. Yeah. I mean, I was, you know, in my academics, but also in sports and music and kind of all around.
By the way, the next time you come back, right? You don't. I will dress properly. You look like Dapper Dan from Harlem this morning. Right? You look good, right? But you're showing me up, right?
We're not on camera.
No. And sometimes we do that. You know what I'm saying? You look good. You got your suit and tie.
I
apologize because you say you come to check and your children. I didn't have to give you the disclaimer.
Yeah, man, I didn't want to dress too casual.
So you come in here, you know, looking presidential and all that stuff. So why don't you know next time, right?
I'm representing.
You come.
Yes.
If you're dressed like that, you ain't coming in. I'll let you know. I'm just teasing. You look good.
We're here.
You look good.
But I was accepted to my number one school.
Which was?
Columbia University.
Went to Columbia. Uptown.
Uptown. Yeah. 116th and Broadway.
Okay.
And because of financial reasons, mm-hmm. I was unable to attend.
Wow.
And at that time, you know, I felt that my world came to an end in terms of my educational and academic opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the City University of New York, specifically City College,
yeah.
which is on 135th and Convent Avenue.
Farther uptown. Yeah.
In that summer
yeah.
of 1982.
82. Two of us graduated from high school the same year.
Yeah, man.
Like 82 is a great, yeah, man. Is a great
last
year.
Last century.
that was a great year. When I graduated from high school here in St. Dunstan's, I actually went to College of Old Westbury.
Yeah, yeah. SUNY Old Westbury.
Yeah, yeah. And in the fall of 82.
Yeah.
And I want the public to know, right, that back then, right, everywhere you went in August and September and October of 1982, the song was "Don't Push Me, Cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head." That's the big message.
Yes,
the
yes,
message
sir.
Was
yes,
the big
sir.
Tune
yes,
back
sir.
Then. You know what I'm saying? The yes, good old days. You know
have
what I'm
an
saying?
Excellent memory. Not I'm, me,
that's,
I'm in
yeah, that's
awe.
The good old days, man.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? So,
yeah, man.
And that was personal for me because I was born in Harlem.
Yeah, okay.
You know, my people from here, St. Croix and Antigua, but my connectivity to New York City is, everybody hears it on the show. I love talking about New York City.
So you have dual citizenship, New York.
I like to tease people, right? I tell them, right, that I'm a third Crucian.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a third Antiguan, but we don't use a G word that I'm not going to use on the show because people tend to get offended from it, right? I'm a third Yankee. And I'm 100% nice. You know what I'm saying? So I like to tease it like that.
Well, I appreciate that.
So you went to City College?
I started at City College yeah. as a biomedical engineer.
Wow.
Major.
Wow.
And quite honestly, I bit off more than I can chew.
Yeah, but in that now, in retrospect.
I ended up on academic probation. Seriously.
Wow.
And Mr. James, it took 14 years. And about 12, 13, 14 different colleges for me to earn my bachelor's degree.
96?
1996 is when I got my bachelor's degree.
Wow. Where at?
From Excelsior College.
Okay.
It used to be called Regents College.
Okay, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So they
yeah,
took
yeah,
all yeah, the yeah, compilation yeah. of all my credits
mm-hmm.
and awarded me a bachelor's of science degree in liberal arts.
And you were working and
I was
working
I was walking,
and going to school. Walking.
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 In healthcare.
Okay.
My first profession.
Mm-hmm.
And that's thankfully,
that's an awesome story,
I had some great mentors that gave me
mm-hmm.
an opportunity to learn and grow. And that's what it's all about. Giving people an opportunity to learn and grow. And I did well in healthcare.
So 14 years to get the document with the seal on it.
Exactly right.
And I like to tease people, right? The key to the diploma in the university or the college is the seal.
That's right.
The seal, that's
right.
The authentic
the
document.
The confirmation, the verification.
Yes,
sir, that's
that,
right.
That means,
the recognition.
That means you paid the dues, right? The educational
dues. You did the work.
Financial dues, everything.
You did
right?
the work.
Okay, good. Right? So from there, in 96, where'd you go from there?
From there, I started my master's.
Immediately?
Not quite immediately. I took a little break because I was working and lifing.
Yeah.
Lifing was lifing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Things were going on, right?
Yeah.
Working, you know, and the demands of work and other things. But I ended up going into the executive master's program in public health at Columbia University.
Okay.
So I wasn't able to go for my undergrad.
In 82, but you got there eventually.
But I eventually got to Columbia.
In the late 1990s.
Twice over.
Okay.
Because I got my master's in public health mm-hmm. with a concentration in health policy and management. Then I went on to get my MBA, master's in business administration, also an executive MBA program from Kellogg Graduate School of Management, Northwestern University.
I saw that. So you were actually physically on campus in Evanston?
We would go up. It was a program designed for working professionals.
Okay.
So we would fly in from wherever we were.
And fly into Evanston,
and
Illinois?
You fly into Chicago, and then you make your way to Evanston.
Okay.
Evanston is north of Chicago. It's not that far.
I talk about Big Ten schools all the time.
Yeah, man. It's a great school.
One of my coworkers, Tom Ader, he's actually, he's from Notre Dame, right? Mm-hmm. He's from South Bend.
Indiana.
And I think he went to I forget what school he went to. Right? Maybe Ball State, I think it is, he said. Mm-hmm. But he's originally from Notre Dame, South Bend. And I told him, you know, when I would visit my boys out in the Midwest, I realized that universities in the Midwest are the towns.
Yes.
That's the case with Northwestern. Evanston is Northwestern. Evanston is Northwestern, or Northwestern is Evanston?
Evanston is Northwestern.
Yeah.
No stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
It is a suburb of Chicago, mm-hmm. and Northwestern is the major economic driver.
Like all the universities are in the Big Ten, man.
Evanston and the surrounding communities.
Mm-hmm. Columbus, Ohio State, Ann Arbor, Michigan, for University of Michigan, Madison, Wisconsin, all these Midwest schools.
They hire people. The faculty and staff tend to live in the local community, and even students.
Mm-hmm.
They will rent housing. Students even will rent housing.
Yeah.
Purchasing of goods and services in the local community. These are the things that tend to happen in the local community, mm-hmm. around colleges and universities.
Yeah, particularly in the Midwest.
Yeah. But also in big cities like New York.
Yeah. And rural, a lot of rural areas.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And without these institutions, I mean, the economics of the local community would change dramatically.
Now, universities tend to have an identity based on schools that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know of Northwestern to be a journalism.
Their journalism school is one of the best in the country.
Yes. Michael Wilbon.
Yes.
Who else?
Very difficult to get into.
Greenberg, I think, who don't work for ESPN, mm-hmm. all of them, the Northwestern School of Journalism, like Syracuse, Northwestern and Syracuse, those two stand out. Yes. A lot of the voices that we hear in sports and all that stuff, they went to these schools.
Their journalism school, their medical school.
Medical school as well,
Their business school is always in the top five.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Wow.
And, you know, they have great professors, they have great staff, they have great resources. And they do well. So from there, you know, I got my MBA and I got my master's in public health, and then I went on to get my doctorate degree in education with a concentration in health education.
Yeah, I saw that.
Teachers College, which is part of Columbia University.
Mm-hmm. I saw that. Right. So you've been rubbing shoulders with these big wigs for a long time.
I don't know about
that. You know people, you know. You've met. You've been in the circles, man.
Let me just say this: I'm a servant,
public servant,
and I take that very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
What I do is my ministry. It's my calling.
Okay.
Whether it was in healthcare, where I spent 25 years, and I ultimately ended up being CEO of three hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
I was the executive director of Family Health Services for the City of New York. I was the administrator for radiation oncology for Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center.
My godmother used to work in that big hospital in Brooklyn.
Which one? Kings County?
Kings County.
Yeah.
So, she passed away last year. I went up and all that stuff. But I remember taking the train, going down there to look for her. And, you know, I want a big Brooklyn. I want Manhattan and Bronx.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's my thing. But I went down in Brooklyn and... New York City, Boston,
mm-hmm.
Philly,
mm-hmm.
D.C.,
mm-hmm.
and Baltimore to a lesser extent just because of population, all educational meccas on the East Coast.
Yes.
Replete with colleges left and right.
Phenomenal institutions.
Yeah, man. When you call a city, last week we had one of our guys who graduated from Good Hope School. He went to Good Hope School. He graduated from school and said he went to MIT.
Mm-hmm.
Right, he went to Good Hope for a little bit, and then he graduated up in the States. And when you talk Boston, Harvard,
BC,
BU, You know what I'm saying? Emerson, right. Right? All these different right. schools, you know what I'm yep. saying?
So MIT.
Yeah. When you go to Philly, but right. Penn. St. Yes. Joseph's,
that's
La Salle, Villanova, right?
You said Temple.
Temple, you know what I'm saying? They go to D.C. now, right? American.
Howard. Georgetown.
Oh, gosh. You
George
know.
Washington.
Catholic. You know,
Catholic.
Yeah, UDC.
Trinity, Washington.
Yeah, man. You know
where
what
Nancy
I mean?
Pelosi went to school.
Here it is.
I mean, okay. yes.
And she's from Baltimore, originally.
Yeah.
And then Baltimore itself, right? Townsend.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Morgan State, where Morgan, a lot of Virgin Islanders.
The national treasure.
that's it.
Dr. David Wilson, a good friend.
You know what I mean? But, yes. but City College, no.
Yes.
That was the system for a lot of. that wasn't even a racial thing. That was for everybody because it's a wealth deal, right? And one of my co-workers, Leslie Comisang, she said Colin Powell.
Yes.
Graduate from CUNY, either CUNY or City.
So let me break it down.
Yeah.
You have the City University of New York.
Yeah.
Which is the largest urban public university system in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the umbrella institution.
CUNY. Yeah.
City University of New York. Just like there's State University of New York.
Yeah.
This is CUNY.
Yeah, CUNY.
City
it's
University
a city,
of New York.
And
this
CUNY is
the city.
A state. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
City of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And within this umbrella university are 25 colleges, institutions.
I got them,
Which include City College.
Yeah, yes.
Which is, we would call the cornerstone.
The flagship.
Of City University because it's the oldest.
Yeah, man.
And that's where Colin Powell, God rest his soul.
Yeah.
Went to school, graduated, went to ROTC, and they now have the Colin Powell School of Public Service.
Yeah, man.
At
CCNY. I had on a guest back in February, and she was coming out here for an event in March.
I heard that.
And I couldn't believe the number was 25, man.
25.
Right? So we got a minute and 15, so I'm going to run through all them quick for the audience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Baruch.
Mm-hmm.
Borough of Manhattan Community College.
I'm gonna check you now.
Borough of Manhattan Community College. That's your baby.
Which is the largest of the seven community colleges and one of the largest of the colleges within CUNY.
That's your baby. Bronx Community College.
Yeah, man.
Brooklyn College. College of Staten Island. I didn't even know Staten Island had a college, right?
It's Staten Island representing.
Craig Newmark Graduate School of Journalism.
Yes.
Right? And we're just talking about journalism with Northwestern. CUNY Graduate Center. Right? No, I know this one. This ain't down like 42nd Street down in that area there?
Yeah, it's in the Midtown area.
Midtown area, I used to walk by there when I used to catch a train to Grand Central and then walk across.
Yes, you know what you're talking about.
And then CUNY Graduate School of Public Health and
one of the best schools of public
policy,
health.
CUNY School of Labor and Urban Studies.
Mm-hmm.
CUNY School of Law.
Yes.
Right? I need to go back to that one. Right? CUNY School of Professional Studies.
Yes.
Gutman. Never heard of Gutman Community College.
It's the newest community college.
That's why, I never heard of it until I
pulled
this
up. 12 years old.
Right? Hostess Community College.
Hostos. In South Bronx.
That's in the Bronx.
Yes, okay, South Bronx. Yes.
Hunter College. Everybody know about that one. That one, right? Mm-hmm. John Jay. Our Senate president right now went to John Jay Community College. Right? Mm-hmm. Kingsborough. Right? That's in Brooklyn Community College. LaGuardia.
The good Dr. Claudia Schrader.
That's right.
Used to be president.
That's right. Right? Yeah. Don't get with us.
Schrader. She told me. My good friend. We sit next to each other every month.
That's what I'm talking about. LaGuardia Community College. Didn't even know it had a community college in LaGuardia. Lehman. Macaulay Honors College.
Yes.
Right? Medgar Evers. Very, very popular. New York City College of Technology. Queens College, Queensborough Community College, the City College of New York, the one you talk about, York College, 25.
And don't forget the medical school.
That's what I'm talking about. We got Dr. Anthony Monroe here in the studio, overdressed but looking dapper nonetheless.
I'm going to take off my tie.
Got me right, man.
Can I take off my tie?
We'll be back right after this. You can do that. Back right after this.
The Bank of St. Croix has something for everyone. With two locations, the Bank of St. Croix provides personal and business checking accounts, online banking, and mobile apps for banking on the go, a nonprofit community investment checking account, and a 24-hour banking cash management platform. Bank of St. Croix Gallows Bay, Bank of St. Croix Peters Rest, and online, bankofstcroix.com. For details about our nonprofit community investment checking account, our service specialists are ready to help. Bank of St. Croix, member FDIC.
Hey, As the news gets more complex and changes through the day, you need more than just a quick headline check. Here and Now keeps you connected to your world between Morning Edition and All Things Considered, as the news and the people shaping it are changing in real time. I'm Robin Young. Follow along on Here and Now, NPR News weekday afternoons.
From 2 to 4 on WTJX-FM, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Hi, I'm Peter Sagal. You spent the week listening to the news. Don't you think you deserve to show off what you've learned on Wait, Wait, We Give You a Chance to Impress Your Friends with your knowledge of international incidents, political gaffes, and the latest advancement in German nudists? You'll be the life of the party or the death. Either way, you'll make an impression and you can thank Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
After the Civil War, black Southerners were...
The sheriff could sell free black people to corporations and coal mines.
For 80 years, thousands of blacks were forced to labor against their will.
He said, if I don't go to work, he'll put me in the river down there.
One of America's most shameful chapters, Slavery by Another Name.
Tune in April 27th at 9:30 p.m. on WTJX-TV Channel 12.
And we're back here in the studio. I'm honored to have the president, right, of the Borough of Manhattan Community College. That's it, BMCC?
BMCC.
BMCC in the house, Dr. Anthony Monroe. Picnic them, going to school here in the Virgin Islands. So you go come check on the children them. And a regular, right, responsible father that he is. Thank you very much for spending some time with me this morning. Right. I want to apologize because we were supposed to do this last month, but we had some last minute run-ins.
We stay flexible, man.
Yeah. I was just grateful how easy you tell me, don't worry about it. We could do it later next month. You know what I mean? Because I had a run-ins to deal with on location, and we knocked that out. Of course, I want to give a shout out to the staff here at WTJX and making me look good and all that stuff. And the boss, Tanya Singh, we made that work. So I want to thank you very much for your indulgence and appreciate you. Join us, man. Let's talk education and healthcare.
Yes, sir.
That's your babies, right?
Yes, sir.
Right? Now, when you look back at it personally, having took you so long to get a first document, and now you're a president, you really got to be pinching yourself while at the same time commending yourself for your fortitude. The balancing act there in that regard, because you needed some breaks along the way, right? Because you were working and doing your thing, taking care of what you had to take care of, and you still, you know, had the wherewithal. That's the word I'm looking for, right? To achieve what you wanted to achieve. And not only that, get to that institution that you dreamed of being at when you were in high school that didn't pan out early on, but pan out nonetheless. Don't start crying now, I could see you getting emotional with me.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Life is hard, right?
Yes.
And I don't think we should shy away from that. And I think it is truly a blessing to be able to lean on others, whether you call them friends, colleagues, mentors, mentees, to gain strength and guidance, wisdom. And I've been very blessed to have a number of people in my life, family and non-family members, who have poured into me, starting with my grandparents, my maternal grandparents, my grandfather, Fitzhugh Foster, he has since passed away, used to say to me, son, you're going to be a doctor. 5-6 years old, I didn't know what he meant by that. I thought, oh, you know, medical doctor, you're going to be a doctor. So planting those seeds from an early age is critically important. and nurturing that along the way. And that's why I do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
To plant seeds in the lives of those that are trying to improve their, in air quotes, station in life. Using me as an example, role model if you want. I didn't have the traditional trajectory of, you know, high school, 4 years of college, go away, party, have a good time, and then go on. I had things happen along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to see that. I want you to hear that. I tell my story so that it can empower others, that you can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Your dream school, whether you got in and you were not able to attend or you didn't get in, doesn't mean that your dream is destroyed when you get that denial letter,
mm-hmm,
or when you realize I can't afford it. It may mean that it's delayed, or you may have to take a detour and go a different route. And that's what my life has been about.
Wow. So when did you realize I'm presidential material? As relates to education and being president at Essex College, right? You did.
I was first at Malcolm X College in Chicago,
mm-hmm,
part of the City Colleges of Chicago, and created the Health Sciences College for the City of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came back east to the East Coast to New Jersey to, mm-hmm, Essex County College in Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And spent about 3 years there, and then for the past four, almost 5 years now, mm-hmm, been at BMCC.
Yeah. Ironic that the Malcolm X College there in Chicago, where Malcolm X made his mark in New York City.
Yes.
Elijah Muhammad was the man in Chicago.
That's right.
And the feud was between him and Elijah, ultimately the college name for him in Chicago and not in New York City.
That's just how things are, right? You know the history.
Well, yeah. I'm a history major. So that's my thing. But I learned that, you know, later on down, mm-hmm, the road. You're checking. I'm a big Malcolm X fan, mm-hmm, right? For two reasons, you know. Number one, because they misled us when we were small, telling us, mm-hmm, that he was a radical and all that stuff.
Right.
And then you come to, you know, find out the real story. He may have been radical, but he was always about wanting self-respect, self-defense, self-determination. Those
change.
Three pillars. Yeah.
Change.
Yeah, I wanted us to provide for ourselves.
That's right.
And then, and then he let them know this thing bigger than color. Right? That's number two. And then number three, you know, what really moved me, you know, finding out when I got a friend of mine named Doc Skoll. He was a former senator. We rap every Monday. And when Malcolm X, you know, this thing that you're talking about, this ain't a civil rights thing. This is a human rights thing. Mm. You don't do this to people regardless of what the color is.
Right.
That's when they realize he's actually a greater force than what he is. You know, so it's little things like that. You check what I'm saying?
Right.
But, and Martin Luther King, great in, mm-hmm, his own right and all that stuff. But I tend to say it more with Malcolm. And then, of course, you know, my dad, some friends of mine, their parents were bodyguards,
mm-hmm,
for Malcolm at the Audubon.
Mm.
When, mm-hmm, the incident was done. So it's personal for me. But tertiary education.
Yes.
Why is that so critical? Now, school ain't for everybody, mm-hmm, right? But if you could handle it in this ever-evolving competitive world, you as a president, are you obligated to promote that, or are you obligated to tell people, go where your conscience guides you?
We, as a community college, and specifically BMCC and, mm-hmm, the City University of New York, are focused on meeting students where they are.
Okay.
We serve.
I like that one.
We serve all students. We serve students that need to learn English. We serve students that don't have a high school credential, a high school diploma, whether a GED or the actual diploma.
Mm-hmm.
We serve students have doctorate degrees and other credentials from the United States institutions and foreign institutions.
All at BMCC?
So, all at BMCC, mm-hmm, and other CUNY institutions.
Mm-hmm.
We feel that, and we know that education is the great equalizer in that it creates opportunities, mm-hmm, for people to learn and earn and to move up the socioeconomic ladder. BMCC in particular is consistently ranked number 3 in the country for economic mobility
moving people from poverty to the middle class. We call it the pathway to prosperity or the pathway out of poverty.
Mm-hmm. If you were to look at identity, like we mentioned, Northwestern and Syracuse as communication schools. You look at Stanford, MIT, engineering, you know what I'm saying? Great medical school, Johns Hopkins, right? Mm-hmm. These schools, tech schools like the Research Triangle in North Carolina, University of Texas, right? What would be the label for BMCC? Urban development or?
BMCC would be known as the institution that will prepare you for further education at some of the top tier institutions. Our students, once they transfer from BMCC, they go on to 4-year institutions and they do extremely well.
And BMCC is a 2-year
degree. It's an associate degree.
Institution.
But we also have certificate programs, and we also do workforce development where we have short term programs for people that need to get into a profession quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
So we do it all. But BMCC is known by its motto, start here, go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that is is a living truth for many of our students. They start at BMCC. Mm-hmm. They get a solid foundation, a great liberal arts education, a great STEM education, and they go on. Our top majors are business, computer science, criminal justice. Our students do phenomenal things.
How far are they coming from to go to BMCC?
We get students from all across the city of New York and even outside of the city of New York.
Okay.
Most of our students come from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
After Brooklyn is the Bronx, then Queens, Manhattan, and
then Staten Island,
and then other parts outside of the city of New York.
20 million people living in a radius of 200 miles.
Yes, sir.
That is... People don't really understand.
A few people.
Yeah, a few people. People don't understand.
You kind of have to make your way
volume,
a little bit.
The volume of humanity that exists in a relatively small radius. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. With the almost half of them right there in the city of New York.
I'm telling you, man, the boroughs, Suffolk and Nassau to the east, Northern New Jersey, which is a suburb of New York City. I tell people this all the time.
They call Northern New Jersey along the sixth borough.
The sixth borough. That's right. You know what I'm saying? Westchester County, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Right? By the way, for those who don't know, West New York actually exists in New Jersey.
You know that's what I'm saying? That's right.
A lot of people don't know that.
It's across the Hudson River.
Across the Hudson River. And East New York is Brooklyn.
That's right.
Right? Out on the eastern side of Rockaways, right?
That's right.
Out there, right? What fascinates you? Like for me, right? I brag on this show about wanting to be more learned at 10 a.m. than I was at 8 when I walked through the door. And I love the idea of educating myself and learning about things and all that stuff. What moves you to get people to want to be educated? We got set aside the profession.
Sure.
Education.
Because I know and I see, right, what the power of an education can do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can get a certificate, for example, in cybersecurity from BMCC. Spend a month or two, get a certificate in cybersecurity, and easily get a job before you even finish. Earning $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year just to start.
18-year-old,
just to start.
Coming from DeWitt Clinton, that's a high school.
That's in the Bronx. I have cousins that went there.
Right, DeWitt Clinton, and they said, "Well, look, I want to go BMCC, guy. You know what? I ain't really cut out for this big university thing. I want to go to an AA for 2 years. You telling me that by the time they're 20,
waiting for them at 50, six figures, easy." We had a major employer.
At the age of 20, they could command six figures, Mr. President?
Yes, sir. We had a major employer, major financial institution, a multinational come to us with their chief of cybersecurity she said to us, on any given day at this particular location, which is right across the street from BMCC, we have 400 vacancies for cybersecurity jobs.
Down there on Chamber Street?
Down by Chamber, yeah. So you can...
That's the E or the F?
It's all of them. All the trains come. All the trains in that area.
That's World Trade Center. We are actually
a couple blocks from the World Trade Center. In fact, we lost some people and we lost a building in the World Trade Center, September 11th attack.
Wow. Condolences.
We're the only community college in the country that suffered that kind of loss.
A terrorist attack and loss.
Right.
Yeah.
But 400 vacancies for that does not require an associate degree. Help us. So they've been working with us on curriculum and internship opportunities. Mm-hmm. Easy six figures once you get your experience, easy, without an associate degree.
Is it competitive? You find that your students realizing in this ever evolving technologically advanced world that they got to step up to the plate because
we're making our students well aware of what the opportunities are. We are going to be the first because we just 2 weeks ago we got official notice from NSF, National Science Foundation, mm-hmm. that they gave us a grant of over $600,000 to create the first associate degree in New York in AI
mm-hmm.
at BMCC.
That's what I'm talking about. Earlier,
we're doing that in partnership with some city university colleges mm-hmm. and also Georgia Tech in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's another high.
Absolutely. We're bringing the best. We talk about the opportunities at BMCC. We created almost three years ago a guaranteed admission program with Morehouse College. So any male student that meets the requirements of a 2.7 GPA, graduate from BMCC, you apply to Morehouse College, you're automatically admitted.
Wow.
We're now part of the...
Those collaborative relationships, invaluable? That's the word?
They're game changers. Absolutely game changers. You mm-hmm. save money, you save time, you get a solid foundation, solid academic foundation. You learn how to study, you learn how to take notes,
mm-hmm.
you learn how to work in groups, which is absolutely important when you go out into the workforce.
Yeah, man.
You learn these skills. We call them power skills. Some call them soft skills. Mm-hmm. We call them power skills because you need critical thinking. You need to be able to communicate. That's why mathematics and reading is so fundamental.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so happy that the New York City Department of Education under Chancellor Banks' leadership is really focusing now on math and reading. It is so critical.
Who's the superintendent of schools in New York right now?
David Banks.
Okay. That's arguably one of the top 20 public servant positions in all of America.
Yes.
The superintendent of schools in New York City. That's a high profile that one.
High profile and tough job.
I remember when Mr. Fernandez, back in the day, in the 90s, early 90s, and that tug of war. I had some Board of Education members here a couple of months ago, last month, and I spoke about that, because we have structure here where everything is centralized under the government, and I'm of the belief we need to give the board a little bit more power mm-hmm. in that regard. So, that's the reason why I want the public to know that those high-profile positions are very, very important. We're talking with the president of the Borough of Manhattan Community College, the one and only Anthony Monroe, out of the Boogie Down, the Bronx. Mm-hmm. Right? Got roots in Jamaica. When we come back in the last segment, I want to talk about West India influence. Mm-hmm. Right? I want to talk about that. I also want to talk about West Indian influence as it relates to New York City.
Yes,
because
sir.
Because that's... To me,
yes.
I like that. You check what I'm saying, and like I said, he overdressed, but looking dapper nonetheless.
I took off my tie.
Got me wrapping here this morning. I had to pull a Jay-Z. He took off his tie, so we can't come. You know what I mean? Looking good, and the engineer keeping an eye on me as well. You know what I mean? So it's all good. We'll take a break and be back right after this with the president of the BMCC. Be back right after this.
Stay updated with news, alerts, and other valuable information with WTJX Newsfeed. Get the latest news stories that matter from veteran news journalist Tom Ader. Just download the WTJX app or online, WTJX.org. WTJX Newsfeed, your source for stories that matter.
Phones, social media, you've kept up with the times. If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in just 3 minutes, you'll get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
He said that black smoke was constantly coming out of the burn pits 24/7. And my reaction to it was like, wow, that doesn't sound very safe. Wonder what that's about. And in my mind, I couldn't imagine at the time that type of system operating could potentially harm our service members.
Journalism that seeks and reveals. That's On Point with me, Meghna Chakrabarty.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Morning Edition takes you across this country and around the world with stories that keep you informed and the context to understand what matters. The news comes at you quickly, but we slow it down to examine each story from different angles and give perspective on what might happen next. A brand new day comes with new possibilities and a new edition of Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition, weekdays at 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
You know a good story when you hear it. Makes you feel, laugh, think. Sometimes you get a little teary. I'm Scott Simon, host of Weekend Edition Saturday, and each week we bring you stories from around the country and around the world. Stories that help you learn, make you smile, catch you by surprise. Please join us every Saturday for the news you need and the stories you won't forget.
Weekend Edition, Saturdays at 9 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
And we're back here on this great conversation with the one and only Dr. Anthony Monroe, president of the Bronx, BMCC.
Borough of Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Community College. When I say the Bronx, I keep thinking that's where you're from. You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. Couple of things. You got Caribbean Studies program at your school?
We have an ethnic studies program and we have Latin American studies. And yes, we do.
Okay, good. I would think that's personal for you, near and dear.
Yes, sir.
Marcus Garvey, Pan-Africanism, mm-hmm. right? But his mentor was a crucial.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Hubert Humphrey, a great orator, right? That's just an example. As a New Yorker, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll make sure I pronounce that. From the Bronx, right? From the boogie down, right? How important is it to you to be of Caribbean roots?
It is my identity, which I fully embrace. Mm-hmm. Not just the food and the culture and the music, but the way of life, how we approach the daily struggles and opportunities in life, right? I watch my grandparents, I watch my grandmother take care of us as my mother was out working as a single mom at that time as a nurse,
mm-hmm.
right? The family, the importance of the family. I still have family members in that same house that my grandfather bought back in the 60s. Living there, the house that I know as my first home, right? The strength of the community, family, identity.
What do you believe the West Indian culture has been so resilient and strong given the 100-year migration period we're talking about, mm-hmm. from the Caribbean up to... It's like 125 years, actually, because it goes back to the 1890s.
1800s.
Right? Why do you think it's so strong? And so, Bob Marley, ever living, ever faithful, and ever sure.
Work ethic is a big part. Work hard, get a good education.
Mm-hmm.
Contribute to your community, right? You help each other out.
Mm-hmm. What is it about Eastern Parkway? Why the runners got to be there? When you and I know, right? When you know,
you
and
see
I know
me out there. That you don't have enough flags.
When you and I know that the Caribbean influence big in the Bronx, big in Manhattan, big in Jamaica as well, out there in Queens.
Yeah.
What is it about Eastern Parkway? Why
that's the nucleus, man. That's the
epicenter.
They call it Little Caribbean now. Ain't nothing little about it. Because there are probably more Caribbean descendants, the diaspora, living in a Brooklyn and Queens and the Bronx, New Jersey. And it's palpable. Mm-hmm. It's powerful. It's beautiful, right?
No, I'm a horse racing junkie.
I see your shirt.
What is it about the Jamaican jargon at a racetrack that is so beautiful because of its rawness? What it is about
or at Penn Relays this coming weekend?
Penn Relays,
watch
right
out!
That's
now.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's right. What it is about Ayo, right? That allow for Ayo to be so brilliant. I think that's the right term.
All of we.
Yeah, man.
We big up.
Yeah, man.
Because we're actually one people.
We are.
We just got dropped off at different stations.
Yeah. Like we done got a joke down here. Any Caribbean person go to America and they say, I come from the islands. They say, we come from Jamaica. We don't go let them know. No. Come from the Virgin Islands.
You know, I got to tiptoe through this kind of conversation because, you know.
No, but we could be candid here.
But, you know.
Don't forget to know. People of color is a majority in these
parts.
So you can lay your hair down.
Same at BMCC.
While it is
a federally designated Hispanic serving institution, we get students from all across the world.
Okay.
Very, very diverse.
Mm-hmm.
Huge Caribbean community. Mm-hmm.
But Jamaica
community.
And Puerto Rico, the influence of those two islands in particular.
Yes.
In New York City.
It's very, very strong.
It's pronounced.
Very, very strong.
And profound, I think.
Very,
right.
Deep.
Yeah.
Deep.
Yeah.
And
they own the Bronx. The Puerto Rican them own the Bronx. They had a joke with the mayor of San Juan used to say, come to the Bronx because of the population.
Yeah.
Bodegas. Former President Trump the other day went to one up in Harlem. They know what they're doing.
Historic communities.
Yeah, man.
Historic communities. Mm-hmm. Rich communities.
Yeah.
Palpable.
Cultural. A lot of culture.
Yes, a lot of culture. And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Mm-hmm. And so all I can say is that, you know, out of many, one people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's about excellence.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
But what is it about St. Croix and the Virgin Islands that moves you in addition to seeing your picnic there when you come there?
The tranquility, the beauty. The rawness.
You get excited every time you hop on a plane to come to St. Croix?
Of course. Of course. I'm here every month.
Mm-hmm.
Just about every single month.
Mm-hmm.
About a week each month.
Mm-hmm.
See my picnic then. When I leave here, I'm going to go bring them lunch.
Yeah, man.
They go to school up the road.
Yeah.
And they excite me. They're my heartbeats. And it doesn't hurt that beautiful beaches and beautiful culture at the same time.
So you got a connection to St. Croix. Don't be afraid to let the public know the connectivity. Something about St. Croix. You're there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And not just a season.
On a personal, it's my kids.
Your children.
It's my children.
Yeah, man.
You
ever been to St. Thomas?
Yes, I've been to St. Thomas.
Yeah. You notice the difference? Yes. Even though we're right next to each other and connected.
There's a big difference.
Two different. You could feel it. It's palpable right
there. There's a big difference.
Right after, yeah. You been to St. John yet?
I've not been to St. John yet.
You better get to St. John. Trust me. I will. Park service got 65%, but over there is, and I's a crucial. I'm biased to St. Croix.
Mm-hmm.
Over there is a loveliest.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Serene. That's waiting for you to come.
Yeah.
That's magnetic.
Yeah.
I think that's the right.
Yeah. I've been to a number of places and I've not been to St. John yet, but it is on my list.
You'll get a chance and you're going to St. Thomas, leave all in the morning so you can head over to St. John.
Mm-hmm.
Take a ferry over there.
Yeah.
And I can guarantee you, I would recommend that you overnight. You're going to like it over there. Over there, just get something. Love City. That's the name of the island. And that's Nine Love City. St. Thomas is Rack City. St. Croix is Twin City. Mm-hmm. That we got Christiansted and Fredericksted.
Mm-hmm.
But you love it over there. Mm-hmm. You check?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can. You feel good about your presidency, man?
Yeah, man. You know, we are an open access institution. We don't turn anyone away.
Mm-hmm.
And we really are blessed to have phenomenal faculty and staff that are totally dedicated to our students and to their success.
Mm-hmm. Talk about that federal designation you just mentioned, Latin, you
said? Hispanic Service Institution.
Yeah. How did that come about?
Well, the federal government set standards, set criteria to receive certain designations, and oftentimes what comes with these designations are opportunities to get additional funding.
Mm-hmm.
And so because
but in your case, it's something about the demographics, though,
is based on the demographics.
Yeah.
And so about 37% of our student population identifies Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
So that meets the threshold, mm-hmm. the federal threshold for Hispanic serving.
You know, that's because you there why you're using big words like demographic. And kind of thing.
I don't think so. I think I've been listening to you. This ain't the first time I'm listening to you. Webster, Meridian.
I go use them 4 and 5 syllable words to let you know that you and I go
die. You're a learned man. You're a learned man.
The guy could have said ethnicity and population, but the demographic could have
You know. And most of our students are female. Many of them are head of household. Well,
that's what you're talking about, man.
And the average household income for a family of 4 of our students is $35,000 or less. So many of them are living in or around poverty in a New York City.
Wow.
So you know how expensive New York is. So when you're done with
them, you want them to be making that 60 and 70 and 80.
And more.
And more. Yeah,
we have a respiratory therapy program. It's a 2-year associate degree program. All that's required is a high school diploma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Before the students finish the program, many of them have job opportunities, job offers, paying them $100,000, $120,000 a year, working 3 days a week.
I believe it, because I had a friend of mine, her husband at the time was going to NYU Medical School. This is 84.
Mm-hmm.
40 years ago, this fall. And he wanted to be a neurosurgeon. And he said, Neville, they make $600,000.
Mm-hmm.
This is in New York City 40 years ago. So you can only imagine the kind of dollars they're commanding now. You know what I'm saying? Quickly, healthcare in the Caribbean, healthcare specifically for people of color, COVID-19, all of these things that we had to navigate. Are we making strides in the right direction?
We need to do a lot more. We need to, COVID, devastating. Even more so disproportionately in certain communities,
mm-hmm.
black and brown communities, poor communities.
Where were you at the time of COVID? I first was
in New Jersey, and then during the pandemic in 2020,
mm-hmm.
I moved over to BMCC.
Mm-hmm. New York, I hit hard, you know.
Oh my goodness.
Up there
devastating.
Westchester County,
New York, New Jersey.
New Rochelle, get a first lash.
Yes, sir.
And then after that. It went haywire, man.
Devastating.
You know, I was in a little depression because no sports. I'm a sports guy.
Yeah.
Nothing to watch.
Yeah.
So I'm watching CNN every day.
Can't see your friends, can't see your family. Isolation.
Watching CNN every day. Yeah. And all I'm hearing is horror stories.
Yes.
This respiratory
ticker tape.
Virus.
How many infected and passing away.
So
God rest
So we start the show and we got anniversary coming up on Saturday, 4 years that we knock on wood here. And, our delegate to Congress, Stacey Plaskett,
mm-hmm.
There was a concern about whether New Yorkers would be receptive to taking the vaccine.
Mm.
And she said, she was talking to Ms. Yvette Clark. I think that's a congresswoman out of Brooklyn.
Yes.
Right?
Her mom is on our Board of Trustees.
That's what we're talking about.
Una Clark.
And she said, just relaying what the delegate said, Congresswoman Plaskett said on this show. She said, no, Neville, actually the reverse
mm-hmm.
happened in New York because Congresswoman Clark said, Neville, we saw so many people die.
Yes.
in the Brooklyn and, yes, and city.
And the Bronx.
That they were waiting for the vaccine. The vaccine was going to...
People were looking any and everywhere to get the vaccine.
And then they were coming here.
Yes.
Because we had...
I got my first vaccine here.
That's why I thought I came out. We were a vaccine...
Because I couldn't get in anywhere else.
We were a vaccine destination.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because everybody know at 3:34
I went up to Beeston Hill and got my shot.
You know what I'm saying?
I was thankful for it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, I know I respect anybody's position. If you don't want to take it, that's on you, right? But, you know, you can't ask me to trust the science and then when the science kick in,
right,
you know, want me to question the science, right?
Right.
So, but that's, you know, that's for the topic for a different time. But the reality is you got to use history. And that's why education is critical, President Monroe. You go use history as your guide so that you learn from good things and you learn from the bad things as well. You know what I'm saying?
And we need, to answer your question, we need more nurses, technicians, public health officials, community health folks, mental health professionals, therapists of all kinds that look like you and me and our brothers and sisters.
What about another brother? One of my listeners, Wallace Williams, he said many of us got their introduction to all the NYC boroughs in the NYC marathon because he runs a marathon. And you know, one thing about the New York marathon, it touched all of them.
Touch all the boroughs.
That's a fall thing, right? It happens
it's
in the fall.
It's coming in the fall.
Yeah, and that rolls by your institution. It got part of it.
It goes all throughout the city. Yeah. And yes.
Yeah. Finally, I was looking at the map, Derek. You know, a great conversation. Time to fly fast. Tribeca.
Yes.
That ain't far from your institution.
We're in Tribeca.
You're in Tribeca.
Yes.
What is Tribeca?
The main campus.
Yeah.
Tribeca is a community. That
I've been hearing this stuff for years. I'm not even Tribeca, driving through it. But what's the feeling, Tribeca?
It's a lot of old homes, brownstones and other kind of homes, very expensive. All real estate in Manhattan. Even Harlem is very expensive these days. Okay.
Bill Clinton do that. which it go again go better and sweet. So we can live with it. We can live with it.
Great restaurants, businesses, homes, cobble streets, the old cobble streets from horse and buggy days and BMCC.
Let me shake your hand. Right. Young man, thank you very much for spending some time here with me today. That's Dr. Anthony Monroe, Jamaican roots.
Thank you,
out of the Bronx.
Yeah, man.
But Idaya now, and children going to school here, and great conversations. I want to thank Claudia Schrada for hooking us up. You're coming back again? You're coming back again?
Yeah, man. And Claudia have to come. I told her. Yeah. She's over at York College doing phenomenal work at York College.
So we got to make that happen. We got to make that happen. All three of us.
She is a crucian through and through.
to the bone.
Oh my goodness. I love her. That's my sister.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Thank you.
And I want to thank the audience and thank you, Andrew Henry, for some Bush TV this morning. Talk to you tomorrow. Be good and be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
Weekday mornings are a juggle, sometimes even a struggle. Morning Edition from NPR News eases you into your day and keeps you company through the chaos of a busy morning. Hear interviews that give you context on the day's biggest stories, along with reporting and updates on the latest breaking news. Stay on top of the world with Morning Edition every weekday.
Morning Edition, weekdays at 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
Human beings have been making music for tens of thousands of years. It brings us together. It has the power to communicate emotions and ideas. It's a profound part of the human experience. Hear the stories behind the music you love and new music you might fall in love with. I'm Raina Duras. Join me for in-depth interviews with artists who are continuing that musical history on World Cafe.
Weekdays at 10 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.